Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with John Hardy, colleague, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about the upcoming Munich Security Conference within days, the ceasefire plan, the peace plan to be offered by the United States and discussed with Ukraine, with the European powers, and with Russia. What does it look like? What will Kyiv accept? John Hardy comments on what we know Kyiv will accept and not accept. And the complications begin. John Hardy, FTD, much more of this tonight.
Right. So Kyiv has made clear that it's willing to recognize that, you know, the reality, it's not going to recapture its territory, at least all of it, militarily. It's not going to officially recognize the territory as Russian, as Russian annexed. But it's basically saying, all right, we can freeze the lines where they are, but we need, ironclad Western security guarantees, ultimately to include NATO membership. And so the security guarantees for Ukraine are really the key piece. And I think that's complicated by the fact that, you know, Donald Trump obviously does not want Ukraine in NATO, wants Europe to carry the load on security guarantees, whereas the Ukrainians see a Europe-only guarantee as insufficient. There have been ideas about a European-led peacekeeping force in Ukraine after the war. That's certainly worth exploring, I think, to be feasible politically and militarily. It'll require significant U.S. involvement. So I think that, you know, the Trump administration is going to have to look itself in the mirror and say, you know, do we really want to solve this conflict and prevent a follow-on war, protect U.S. interests? And if so, I think they're going to have to, you know, engage in more realistic discussions with the Europeans about what that post-war guarantees will look like.